Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished the study of the book of 1 John. Today, we're going to start a study of our Building Blocks booklet.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, my friend, we are between the books now, and from time to time I do this. Before I start a new book of study from the Word of God, I either cover a doctrine or something of that nature, and what I'm going to do this time is I'm going to cover a booklet that I've written for new converts and new believers called Building Blocks. Now, you can actually, as I go through this series, follow along in the printed form. If you'll go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org, that'll take you to our website. Now, let me say that letter by letter for you. www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, that's www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, when you get there, if you look in the left-hand columns, you scroll down, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. And one of those is titled Building Blocks. Just click onto it and it'll bring it up. And you can follow along as we go through this. And as a matter of fact, if you want to print it out, it's free. It's for you to download. And my friend, I would encourage you to do so. As a matter of fact, this booklet has over 30 pages. As a matter of fact, I think it's 31 pages that it has in it, or 29 or 30. And so it would be right there for you to download and to have that for your own keeping. But I would encourage you to use it as well as we go through here and follow along, because you may be able to take a new convert, a new member in your church, and begin to disciple them in the things of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I recommend this. We've used this in our church on numerous occasions. We've taught it a couple of times in our Sunday school class, to all of our adult classes. So I encourage you to follow along with this and go right to our website and get that booklet down. Now, also, let me encourage you to do this. At our website, you can find that we also have a radio station. So you'll see that in the left-hand column. You can click onto it and listen to our radio 24/7. As a matter of fact, we have an app for that radio station, which I listened to when I was in Israel just a year or two ago. So I would encourage you to do that as well, and you'll be able to listen to our radio anytime, 24/7. Our church services on a radio station are also live, as well as live stream. So what a great opportunity for you. Now, also, I would encourage you to come to the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, July the 22nd through the 25th. That is a Monday through a Thursday. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening services begin at 7 o'clock. There are two speakers in each service. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there's a 10 o'clock service as well, with two speakers in that service. They also have a gymnasium that is filled with vendors. But these aren't vendors of things that you think of. It's vendors of things such as Sword of the Lord books. Some have clothes in there. They're selling suits. A lot of Christian colleges. You're looking at Christian colleges there to go and ask. There are also, besides Christian colleges, there are various Christian ministries, mission boards. Hey, I would encourage you to go by and learn all about it. And you can do that at the National Sword of the Lord Conference. There's no charge for the conference. You just go. Now, they do take an offering each night and each morning. But my friend, it is free. There's no registration fee. All you do is show up at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina. There are plenty of hotels and motels in the Winston-Salem area, which is only about 7, 8 to 9 miles away from our meeting place. So I would encourage you to do that. Great time to have a vacation. You can also drive up to Andy Griffith's birthplace. That's just up the road, about a 40-mile drive. My wife and I have done that on several occasions, and we just enjoyed it. It's like going back in time. And I would encourage you to do that as well. So I hope that you'll use that as a part of your summer vacation in 2019. Well, that seems a little far off for me, because right now, today, it's January the 30th, 2019. And I don't know when you're going to hear this, but again, we want you to hear to follow along. So please follow along, tell others what we're doing here, and get them to listen to, especially if you have a new convert. Ask them to begin listening and listen to this with you. I know it's one of the good things you can do for them. And I'm just going over this so that perhaps maybe down the road you can use this material and you can disciple new believers, people in your family. Great, even for family altar. You'll notice that there are 10 chapters in this booklet, and at the end of each chapter, there are some questions, simple questions, not really hard or difficult, but they're there, and you can follow along, and you can pick up on all of those answers and have them there for you. And that's from now on. So I would encourage you to do that, and I think it'd be a big help to each of you. So again, that's the Lamp and Light broadcast that you can listen to this over these next few weeks, but then you can have it anytime you want. Just go to our website and follow along. We'll try to put up the proper page to go to on the website so that you can follow along as you go through it also. All right. The first chapter of this booklet is Assurance of Salvation. Now, this is assuming that you're doing this with someone who has just received Christ. Maybe they got saved at church. Maybe you led them to the Lord in personal witnessing. Maybe someone in a revival meeting or something of that nature. Maybe someone has been saved for a while, but they just haven't grown in the Lord. Maybe they're new to your area, and it's an opportunity to get them established in the faith. And so I hope that you'll do that and you'll follow along, because I believe these things are very, very, very important. So chapter 1, Assurance of Salvation. Accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior is the best and most important decision you have ever made in life. And let me add, that's even more important than your marriage. In Romans 5:1, we're told, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Having peace about your soul's eternal destiny is one of the benefits that go along with salvation. As a result, Satan's first step is to make you doubt your salvation. Satan will bring questions to your mind, such as, how could God save me when I've, and fill in the blank, when I've done this, when I've done that? And so often that is what comes to a person's mind. How could the Lord save me being the kind of person I've been? Well, the Bible tells us that the devil, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, is as a roaring lion who goeth about seeking whom he may devour. As a matter of fact, listen how 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 describes the devil. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Now, let me just add to that right now. Satan will have 100% attendance at church. Satan will try to divide Christians. But the first thing Satan's going to try to do, if you've just received Christ as your Savior and you're wanting to grow in the Lord, is to make you doubt your salvation. He wants you to doubt your salvation and be defeated in spirit. That is, in your very inner man. In this way, he can keep you from influencing anyone else for Christ. If you have doubts of your salvation, how can you influence someone else to be saved? Now, the Bible informs us that one can know he or she is saved. Isn't that great? I mean, isn't that something that you want to know? And anybody should want to know that they can know whether they'd go to heaven or to hell when they died, and they could know how to go to heaven and be assured of it. Oh, that would be great. Well, you must believe what the Bible says about salvation. And what does it say about salvation? Well, 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, there are other promises in the Word of God that we find out in becoming a son of God. For example, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Him that come to me I'll in no wise cast out. So when you've received Christ as your Savior, you have the Son. Now, this is God's promise. As a matter of fact, God would have to lie, which he cannot do, in order for you not to know that you are saved and have eternal life. The question to ask yourself is, do I believe the record? Because he said there in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now, that record that we have is God's Word, the Word of God, the Bible. And the next thing is, he that hath the Son hath life. Therefore, I need to ask myself whether John chapter 1, verse 12 is true or not. There it said, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Now, if you believe on the name of the Son of God, then you know that you have eternal life.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.